This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk, allbook-books.com, Substack, Musings from Between the Lines. You can find that at the homepage of the website. So in the past, I've done a bunch of shows about sacred sexuality, both male and female aspects of that, and how they intertwine in a spiritual sense. What nowadays, a lot of the LGBTQ, whatever, and other letters there are. Jungian anima, animus. The Greek have a hieros, gamos, the wedding within. East India, Ishvara, and on and on. There are many examples throughout history, throughout the world, of those who are gender blending and not doing the marriage and all that thing. Different kind of marriage. Similar way that monks and nuns are wedded to the spirit. So that's sort of a background comment context to what I see as a topic that is just thoroughly not talked about, basically hardly ever, if at all. I'm trying to find my note, but I can't find my notes. Notes, can't find them sometimes on the desk until I sort through them. But anyway, Orrin Lyons, the faith keeper, the Onondaga peoples, was given a Thomas Berry Award recently, and he gave a talk, a wonderful talk. And he's like 93 or 94 years old, and he mentioned that in his lifetime, thus far, I think like in the past 70 years, the population has gone from like 2 point something billion to now where the mass of human beings, we, is at like 8.1 billion people. So that's one angle of sexuality unbridled, so to speak. But the aspect I wanted to highlight is it's horribly in the news virtually every day. And I guess it has to do with the patriarchal male domination of sexuality programming and the lack, and this is what people don't talk about, and so I got to talk about it, the lack of self-satisfaction. I'll just leave stuff up to your imagination, so I don't want to go into all that, a whole talk on that, though I could. Being content with yourself in a Buddhist serenity way and in a deeply sexual, satisfied way. Because, you know, if you read the news and you read magazines, there's always these famous people and they had, quote, fabulous sex. It sets the bar really high, and then people think they have to become Olympic and they have to challenge that. But anyway, there's that sort of ideal, but it's never, virtually never talked about how one can be self-satisfied. So what I see as, because that is not talked about, and because, you know, I grew up with that story from the church that, you know, if you masturbate, you'll go blind or you'll get hair on your palms. I don't know where that comes from, but anyway. So that's the kind of programming that has encouraged the heterosexuality and the marriage and the children route, which in the East Indian is the Hinayana path compared to the Mahayana. So without talking about these things, what happens is, and this is shown up in a lot of the native people of Turtle Island, they did not used to have, they have their women are the backbone of their cultures and their traditions. And so, but there's a lot of, nowadays, there's a lot more, domestic violence and abuse, but that wasn't here before. So that is something that the colonizers, that patriarchal male dominator thing that the colonizers brought over here. So fast forward to this worldwide, and just to give you some examples of the rampantness, I would call it one of the biggest epidemics, untalked about or not talked about enough. All the church scandals in the past 5 or 10, 20 years, the pedophilia, that was going on with the native boarding schools as well, so-called boarding schools. The Me Too movement was calling out Hollywood, and that all of a sudden exposed, you know, famous artists, writers, musicians. All of a sudden, all these people you idolized and looked up to, it was like, whoa, wait a second. So there, women started speaking up. That's kind of faded from what I can tell. Maybe it's still going on. There's a great book I read a while ago in the 90s, I think, called Reviving Ophelia, about the pressure on young women to look a certain way from magazines and this and that. And the and then recently there was an article, Slowly Became a Sex Thing, First Generation of Girls to Grow Up on Social Media Reveals Its Scarring Effects. So that made me think of Reviving Ophelia 2.0, how online is a whole, it's this patriarchal, male has to get his pleasure elsewhere, which is, again, it goes on, the missing, murdered, and indigenous women. The amount of sexual abuse of Native and Native women is very high, too. And more headlines. These are recent headlines. Almost a third of CIA employees have experienced inappropriate sexual conduct in the workplace at least once during their career, according to the first internal survey by the U.S. spy agency shared exclusively with CNN. Got some of these are just allegations, so, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but I mentioned Puff Diddy, stuff going on with him. Here's another headline. Allegations against former Abercrombie CEO Mike Jeffries include sex, drugs, and NDAs. That means non-disclosure agreement, thanks to the easy web search. Then just as I'm today, before recording this, former New Hampshire Youth Center leader, guilty of holding down teen as he was raped. Youth Center leader. Guilty of holding down teen as he was raped. So it goes both ways. It's not just male dominating female. And as with the church, too, it's just it's male and male, too. So and some of the traditions, if you study the history, they go back to, you know, from indigenous peoples to the Hebrew peoples to various to the ancient Greeks. Of males as a kind of a mentor or a sexual guide. I mean, when they're boy, for example, when the boys are in their pubescence, they are taken on as a like a mentee that is then counseled, and whatever the sex that goes on, I don't know. But the point is, there's a consciousness to it. So I think because those traditions got repressed, it happens anyway. So why not encourage that? If I had had a certain experiences when I was 12 or 13, that would have totally changed my life. Because I went into much psychological, sexual, whatever, for the next, you know, 10, even I could say almost 30 years of dealing with sexual identity issues. So if I had had some guidance, specific guidance when I was 12 or 13 from an older man, I would say my life trajectory would have been very, very different, and for the better. You know, not that it's bad, but it just, when I look at the time, it took me to learn certain things just because of the cultural pressure. You know, growing up, TV was all, you know, boobs and that kind of stuff. So anyway, another in the news here, in another instance, Third Order Franciscan Father David Morier, a former chaplain at Franciscan University of Steubenville in Ohio, pleaded guilty in 2022 to sexual abuse of a university student. The victim reportedly told the court that Morier had subjected her to, quote, deliverance sessions and, quote, exorcisms, in which she was, quote, forced to endure Father Morier's hands violating me because, quote, this is what God revealed to him in prayer. The clergyman avoided charges of rape and received 5 years probation as part of a deal with prosecutors. So there's another quite disturbing angle on it is the, well, God said this. You know, in God we trust is on the money, and God said it's okay to fiddle with you, so I don't know about that, though, right? Well, yeah, this stuff is twisted, and again, it just drives home the point that what is it, that raises a question to me, what is it that makes people feel that it's actually, they like, I feel this certain way, and a sexuality, and I can just, you know, quote, take someone. Perhaps it makes sense to me that it goes back to the colonial settler mentality without having studied this throughout the trajectory of history, but certainly equates to the land grabs, dispossession of the, you know, land grabs. That's psychology. I've heard a Native people say how you can tell a people by the way they treat their women. So the indigenous cultures and native peoples care about the earth because they care about the women, or the other way around. They care about the women because they care about the Mother Earth. So the way that they treat the women and the way they treat the earth is reflective in the culture. Now you look at the Judeo, much of the Judeo-Christian and is patriarchal, and the Islamic too. Islam, there was a feminized, it was Allat, was the feminized goddess or whomever, that then the founding Muhammad and the start of the formal, what we know as Islamic religion is so patriarchal. They turned a story of phases of the moon, which is an earth connection and a cosmic connection and a woman cycle connection. They turned that story into a three daughters, a father with three daughters. They turned it into a family fairy tale. And now, you know, no offense, you got however many millions, maybe a billion Islamic bowing down how many times a day, whether they believe that or they know that or not, I don't know. But it's gotten so far away from just respect. You know, with Native people, when if you wanna harvest something, you ask, you communicate with the plant or the tree or whatever. You communicate with that as a being. You respect that being. So that is the same thing for sexuality with someone. You respect that being. You ask permission, or however you agree on it, but it's got to be agreed. It's a mutual thing. It has to be agreed upon. Otherwise, it's all these wacky ramifications and twistedness and abuse, you know, from rape to pedophilia to whatever it is. It could go on and on. So that's why I mentioned all this. I think it's important to whatever your preference, it doesn't matter to me, whatever your sexual preference or not preference, that you communicate to whomever about it, that you share where you're at, and that you're open about it, and that you're honest. I think, you know, so many times, you know, all these crazy results from somebody cheating on somebody. Well, all that twisted stuff would just be solved if people were honest. Like, you know, you're getting married, you're going into a relationship. Is it okay or not okay to fool around on the side? Because the odds are somebody's going to get turned on by somebody at some point. That's just, you know, like human sexual nature. So be honest about it. And, you know, have an agreement beforehand instead of, you know, going crazy afterwards. You know, people get violent and crazy because somebody cheated on somebody because they didn't know it, because somebody, you know, swore to do this or that. So just be out there and open with it. And don't feel, I think the pressure to feel like you have to have somebody, I think is a huge social pressure on people. I present myself as an example of, if you have a various focus or other devotions, the spiritual path helps, that then the whole sense of having to have somebody else as a partner to feel complemented and whole is not a necessity at all. It's like a bonus track. If it happens, it happens. So again, I encourage people who are in relationships to be open about it, and those who are not, to not get down on yourself and to realize you can be a happy, full person. And I point the finger and scold at the institutions and the society and the culture and the propaganda that promotes all the sexual expectations and encourages or at least allows or does not punish these horrific abuses of other people's. It's not just the body, it's a body, mind, spirit offense. So there's a lot of healing work to do. And that's a whole other side topic is, I've heard Lawrence Ferlinghetti, who was one of the few to actually talk about how many of the environmental issues and the resources issues, some would argue contrary, but it seems logical to me that the more and more people, the more and more resources, the more and more the world gets becomes a prisoner to the resources to keep everybody, you know, fed and warm and comfortable and all these things. So there's another reason I'm not talking depopulation agenda. I'm talking control population agenda, because, you know, Mother Earth has limitations to how many people can get along, I think. So let me know if you have some interesting comments. I'd be interested to hear of your successes or troubles. So I wish you well, and thanks for listening.